tuned into Quick Charge, the high voltage podcast bringing you the top stories in electric vehicles and sustainable energy daily. And it's all powered by Electrek. Welcome to today's episode of Quick Charge. It's June 18th, 2024. I'm your host, Joe Boris. As you'll recall, yesterday we started off the show talking about Elon Musk's historic $56 billion pay plan victory, the ratification of which the company hopes it will be able to use to convince a judge in Delaware to rescind the initial order blocking that payment and effectively giving Elon his money. Now, obviously, that's what the shareholders wanted. Everybody seems to be happy on this one. Well, whenever you have winners in life, you also find losers. And unfortunately, Henrik Fisker is definitely losing. That's right. Henrik Fisker's company has filed for bankruptcy. This was the company that was making the Fisker Ocean that promised to make the Fisker Pair, that $25,000 EV. So this is, obviously sad news, but not anything that we didn't see coming. We've seen some of these Fisker SUVs totaled because they couldn't get a hinge for the rear hatch. They supposedly built 10,000 vehicles last year, only delivered 4,700 of them. They did not follow through on their initial plans to do a direct sales model, the same kind of model that's worked so well for Rivian and Tesla in the past. They wanted to go through conventional dealers. All of these decisions kind of came and went. And at the end of the day, Fisker is now no more. So what happened and why am I talking about Fisker like this is something that everybody kind of saw coming? Well, that's because Fisker has done this before. Originally, in the bottom right here, you see right over my head, this is the Fisker Tremonto. This was a Mercedes-Benz SL-based rebody. This came right after the BMW Z8, that kind of car that launched Henrik Fisker's career and made him, like, I wouldn't say a household name, but certainly in the automotive enthusiast universe, a known designer, right? So this was his take on the R230 Mercedes-Benz SL. And what was interesting there is Fisker raised a bunch of money, got in a bunch of magazines, did a really great job promoting this vehicle. They built a couple dozen of them and then folded the company. A couple years later, you look over on my left, that's the Fisker Karma. This is the vehicle that most people first learned the Fisker name with, right? This was a range extended hybrid. At the time, we just kind of called it a hybrid. This came out in that 2008-2009 era, that first wave of green car startups that came in after the original financial crisis. And there was all that money there for alt fuels and things like that. Above that, you see the Fisker Ocean. That's the most recent product that Fisker's been able to bring to market. And at the right of that, again, the upper right corner, that's the Fisker Pair. That was the one that was supposed to make Fisker a household name and make them a legit car brand. Well, at every point, whether we're talking about the original Tremonto V12, that Karma hybrid, or these two EVs, we kind of see the same pattern. He designs a great looking vehicle, gets a lot of big names behind it, supporting it, pushing it forward. Then it comes to market. It's not quite what it's supposed to be. Then, you know, the company folds. So the third time should have been a charm. Apparently it wasn't. The real question that you're supposed to be asking yourselves in the comments is, will there be a fourth time? And, how many of these guys that made all this money in GameStop stock are going to invest in that one? Now, getting back to Elon Musk and Tesla, the Model 3 Long Range is going to get access to that federal tax credit and will now start at $40,000. Now, this is a vehicle that obviously is a volume leader for Tesla. This is the most affordable vehicle they have in their inventory. And again, with the tax credits and incentives that are out there, not only federal, but state, local utility level kind of incentives and fuel savings and things like that, these are vehicles that cost a lot less than the average new car transaction price in the US. These vehicles are significantly less expensive than like the Chevy Silverados or Ford F-150s that we think of as best sellers. So it's really no wonder that these are such popular vehicles that are out there. Now, for those people who buy Teslas and who think of themselves as patriots, there's even more good news because the Model Y remains at the top of the list of the most American-made cars. Last year, the year before that, the last several years, actually, Tesla has really established itself as the most American-made vehicle, right? We've seen that over and over again. But what's interesting here is instead of sweeping the top four, as Tesla has done in years past, there are now only three Teslas in the top 10, the Model 3 being the one that got knocked off. And we have other vehicles, if you can see the list above me, that have made the list. Now, you've got the Honda Passport as a number two spot. You've got the Volkswagen ID.4, which is the second most American-made car and the second most American-made EV, Tesla Model S. a different Honda Odyssey, Honda Ridgeline, all of those made out of that Lincoln, Alabama plant, Toyota Camry. The only real surprise on this list, as I read it, is the Jeep Gladiator being made in Toledo, Ohio. Now, from a broader perspective, if you think about the legacy brands and what are the American legacy brands, I think most people would say Ford, Chevrolet, maybe Cadillac, Buick, Jeep, Chrysler, all of those things, but only one of those legacy American brand vehicles is actually, quote unquote, the most American made, and it's that Jeep Gladiator. So really interesting shift here. I wonder how much time is going to take for the average, you know, Joe Q public, man on the street, to realize that most American branded vehicles are not actually made in America, and that the guy driving around in the Honda Ridgeline has a more American truck than the guy driving the Ram or the Ford with the lifted suspension and the thin blue line flag on the back of it. I think that'd be a great fun fact to point out the next time you see one of those trucks, but hey, don't listen to me, right? That seems a little too confrontational. And while we're talking about Jeep, the Jeep Wagoneer S all-electric SUV is going to launch with a $7,500 lease discount. Again, this is a very expensive Jeep. This is something that's supposed to be catapulting the brand into that premium entry luxe area occupied by, you know, Mercedes-Benz, BMW. This is really being marketed by the parent company Stellantis as a high-end vehicle, as a premium vehicle. So to see them coming out with that, I think that's acknowledgement, something that we talked about last week with the launch of the $25,000 electric Renegade. This is kind of acknowledgement that Jeep's branding people, Jeep's marketing people may have pushed it too far in terms of trying to make this a premium brand with like the Grand Wagoneer that's $107,000 plus. So this is interesting to see. The question of whether or not this is going to be something that they continue to subsidize as a lease to get someone in that 36-month buying cycle, if this is something that's going to come in on the purchasing side and enable it and effectively become a discount, that remains to be seen. But of course, all this stuff that we're talking about, all this made in the USA stuff, this is all about getting those federal tax incentives, tax dollars, and other rebates associated with what used to be called the Green New Deal. And Hyundai, as we talked about before, they're spending $7.6 billion to build their new Meta factory. That's their version of the Gigafactory in Georgia. And when they do finally do that, they're going to launch that with a made in the USA spec 2025 IONIQ 5 as the first EV they're going to make there. Peter Johnson does a great rundown in this article, kind of going over what you can expect in terms of updates inside and outside the vehicle, updates to the specifications, and obviously to the pricing as well. So definitely check out that article. And while we're on the subject of those rebates, Scooter Doll has put together a list of every electric vehicle that currently qualifies for that U.S. federal tax credit in 2024. If you're shopping for a new EV, you've got a company, you've got a business, you use the vehicle for that, you want to take advantage of those tax credits, this is an article that you definitely want to bookmark, pin to the tab there, and make sure that you know inside and out, because all the vehicles that you'll be able to get that tax credit on are listed in this article. Definitely worth reading. Like it, share it, do all that good stuff. And finally, we're going to close out the day with Archer Aviation signing a landmark deal to operate eVTOL air taxis out of airports around the U.S. And you see the Archer here with that United branding. I love that. I'm in Chicago. It is an absolute nightmare to get from O'Hare to Midway, but there's a lot of great connecting flights that if you can make that happen, you can save a ton of money. But it's like a 2-hour nightmare routine. You got to go back through the security and TSA and all that. Now, this concept is really great where you have regional airports or international airports that are close together. You can hop in one of these, JFK, LaGuardia, all that kind of good stuff. And this seems like something that they're planning to implement in a few major cities that have multiple airports. And if they're able to do this in a quiet way, in a way that's affordable and something that can be, you know, effectively harnessed by enough people to bring the cost down through economies of scale, I think this is going to be really exciting. And, you know, of course, it's always nice to see technology kind of evolve from like recreational drones, camera drones, into something that we're all going to fly around. And so it's not quite a flying car, but it is still something to get excited about. If you've seen these at trade shows, you've seen these at technology shows, you want to get a chance to ride in one, well, your chance may be coming soon. That's all we've got for today, June 18th. Be sure to tune in tomorrow for more, and make sure to like and subscribe as well. Thanks so much. Talk to you tomorrow.